Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now, you should have somehow realized what you gotta do.
I'm going. Simon Marr is here. We're there, aren't we, Simon?
Absolutely so. Absolutely. Yeah, this would be the sort of gig, I was going to say, if it happens, when it happens, that you would want to be there for. You know, and you may not necessarily want to be there for credible chin-stroking rock music reasons, but it would just be such fun.
Absolutely. Can you believe that this is happening?
I think we discussed this on the programme last year and we said that it would happen. So you and I were right on this. But no, there's been an inevitability to this for a number of years now. So this is the least surprising news ever. And it just happens to come at a perfect time. 30th anniversary of Daphne maybe this year. 30th anniversary of following it. What's the story then next year? So it's perfect timing.
But why was there an inevitability about it? Because, you know, we've heard that they couldn't bear to be in the same city as each other, let alone on the same stage.
Yeah, but they never could. And so that's okay. But rock and roll is built on friction. The Devil has all the best tunes and it was always all about that. You had to have that friction going through your band. You know, that's one of the things that really, really powered Oasis as it went along. You know, and then they had the big rows and they were always going to split up, but they've been talking in more, I suppose, friendly terms for 3 or 4 years now. So it's just been a matter of when it was going to happen. And when somebody presumably made them the biggest offer, whether that was, and it may not just be a cash decision, but a big, big offer in terms of this is something, this is legacy for you. This is something that people will look back on and say, yep, I was at Nebworth in 1995, mm-hmm. You know, and then I was at Wembley in 2025.
Now, there has been speculation around why is this happening, and you look at how much they could stand to gain from this, and you have you know, that divorce, Noel's divorce, isn't it?
Yeah.
But there was an issue between Noel's ex-wife and Liam not getting on at all.
No, not at all. Not at all. I think that's one of the things that added to the friction, you know, and I think even no matter what they may have thought about sort of becoming friends again with each other, this was just seen as no, this is not going to happen. Whereas now, obviously enough, that relationship is gone and there's been, people have come in and people have made peace with them over the last period of time, and I think this has been something that's been coming. And the fact that they've started saying nice things, I get a little bit worried when they start saying nice things about one another. I'm not sure I want them saying nice things about one another, but it will get us to the results, so it's okay.
Right, what nice things have they been saying about each other?
Noel has been talking about how Liam was always the best singer and Liam's the only one who can really deliver the songs in that way. You know,
oh, that's what he's been saying at his own solo gigs.
Yeah. So there's been a lot of that has been going on and there's been happy Christmas greetings and, you know, the sort of stuff that even in Oasis' heyday, you would never think was going to happen, but is there now.
Tell me now briefly before we finish, what does an Oasis summer look like? Like, what are we expecting from this? Because there's talk of this, you know, marathon run of gigs in Wembley.
Yeah, it's going to be huge because, you know, they're going to have to do their Manchester gigs because they've got to do their hometown gigs. So there's big, big places that they will play in Manchester and Heaton Park and all that stuff. The Wembley gigs, they're looking at trying to top Taylor Swift's 8 this year, with possibly doing 10 gigs, and then once they've done that, they'll have to do some festival stuff. So you could see them maybe as a headliner in Glastonbury, absolutely Slane Castle or Croke Park or whatever it might be, you know, for a run of gigs next year. So I could see that, but the big question will be if they do the gigs, let's say they do 25-30 gigs next summer, do they then just stop? Or do they try to take up where they left off? And that's the really, really difficult part, is do they actually have anything to say?
Simon, thank you so much. 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, we're expecting that announcement.